Hi, everybody, and welcome back to a brand new week of Bite-Sized Political Podcast from yours truly, as always, sponsored by Quantum Hypno. And yes, I go away for a couple of days. I have a short break, and what happens? Well, we totter towards the edge of World War III. That'll teach me to go away, won't it? I think I've got to stay here in the command center to make sure that these tragedies do not contribute to the annihilation of the planet. So anyway, so you know the story. The story is very, very simple. We had Israel blows up an Iranian embassy, which it claims was a place for gathering and planning of terrorist acts. And then Iran reciprocates in style against Israel by flying in drones and cruise missiles, the 99% of which appear to have been completely intercepted. And now Israel says, well, it's going to have even more retaliation against Iran. So a lot of people are looking at this situation and saying, could this be the big one? Is this how we get a regional and potentially a world war? Well, before we get into this, I want to play you guys a short clip of Mr. Joe Biden in 2020, because he was worried back then. Let's listen to what Joe Biden said in 2020.
The world has changed because of what Trump has done. And the American people, including independents and some Republicans, know how bad he is, know how much he's misrepresented, know how he's getting close to getting us in a war. I said, as the walls close in on this man, I'm worried he's going to get us to war in Iran. Unfortunately, I may have been right. The fact of the matter is, there's a lot at stake in this election. The world.
So there you go. Joe Biden, 2020. I'm worried that this man, Trump, is going to get us into a war in Iran. Joe Biden, 2024, till Iran, he says, don't, just don't. April 13th, 2024, Iran attacks Israel. So the war with Iran is happening under the gaze of corrupt Joe Biden. And I think that is pretty clear. That is where we are. Now, I also do remember Donald Trump saying that he felt that the payment by the Biden regime of $6 billion to buy the release of some hostages was a terrible decision. And again, I guess, Joe, Donald Trump is right. You have to understand where this one sort of comes from. Let's start at this one. So Israel and Iran appear to be mortal enemies. They're both major powers in their own ways. They're both allegedly nuclear powers in their own ways. They obviously are diametrically opposed to each other. Here's the thing. Why is it our problem? Why is this our problem exactly? Israel has got the capacity to deal with Iran if it wants. Iran may have the capacity to deal with Israel. I don't know if it has or not, but it may. But either which way, on this one here, people are saying, yet again, the old conquer and divide method, you know, choose a side, David, choose a side. No, I don't choose either side. I want them to sort it out themselves if they want to. I don't want a global nuclear holocaust, really, do you? I mean, that's not going to make for an easy life. So the escalation of this between Israel and Iran, I don't think is possible without the tacit approval of the Biden regime. And that's where this comes back to Israel. I think that the US is actually the state that's agitating for regional conflict with Iran, just like it agitated for regional conflict with Russia, just like it agitated for regional conflict with Gaza/Hamas, I suppose. Now, there's rights and wrongs on all sides, but my point is this, that why is it my problem? Why is it a British problem? Why is it an American problem? It's not obvious to me why it should be. Particularly, I would have thought we had enough concerns at home, but no, apparently we don't. And so therefore, we have the superpower itself, which is the states, involved in this one. Netanyahu is not taking decisions, I think, unilaterally. I think, I'm sure he will have consulted with the White House, with the Biden regime. And whatever unfolds, you know, in the next couple of days or next week or whenever it is, in terms of the retaliation from Israel to the Iranian retaliation to the embassy bombing, then you can be sure that that's going to be relatively telegraphed to the States. And we have the most peculiar thing of Rishi Sunak boasting about how the RAF had helped Israel shoot down some of the drones coming from Iran. Well, first of all, I wonder, did they? I would wonder about that. I know he says it, but I'm not sure that necessarily we even would have that capacity. But in second instance, again, but those drones weren't being, you know, directed at the UK. They were being directed at Israel. And I think Israel should be, you know, able to stand for itself and or indeed its neighbors, which appeared to have happened. Now, maybe that was with American pressure. I don't know. And shoot down those drones and those ballistic missiles and those cruise missiles. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm glad those were all shot down, because I don't want to see the loss of life of one Israeli. But by the same token, I don't want to see the loss of life of one Iranian or one Palestinian or one, you know, Russian or one or one Ukrainian. I don't want to see human life lost. What does that make me then? Does that make me, oh, you're just, you know, well, no, you can't accuse me of being a warmonger. You really can't, not on this one. But I think the warmongers are located within Washington, D.C., potentially within Brussels, and those are the two epicenters of it. And so, yeah, we'll wait to see, but, you know, how this one plays out. But I can't believe any sane person would want to see a regional war between Iran and Israel, because that's not going to end well for humanity. It's not going to end well for either side. And I would have thought that there must be a place, surely, for wise heads to prevail. This reminds me of, if you recall, when the whole Russia-Ukraine thing started to teeter on the edge before the actual war as such conflict started. I remember saying, you know, if only wise heads would prevail, and what we need is peace. I said that before the conflict started. Now, it's over 2 years later. We've got the BBC admitting that Ukraine might finally lose it this year. But the issue is that, for me, the issue is that there has been maybe up to 1 million people have lost their lives on both sides, between Russia and Ukraine. That's a vast loss of life. I don't want to see a loss of life between Israel and Iran. I don't want to see that at all. I don't think that's a good idea. So once again, I won't be told to choose a side. The only side I choose is the side of peace and humanity trying to live together. And, you know, if it can't, and I would have thought that it can do, but if it really, really can't, then it's the people concerned, the countries concerned themselves that have got the problem, that need to solve the problem out. It's not my problem.